Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Since the dawn of time, people have asked, what is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of that? Why do these things do that when it does this? And why does the sun come up? And what's that weird squirrely little line thing going through the middle of this? And when snakes pee, do they go into the ground to do that? Or is it like all over them? I don't know. It's kind of weird. But people ask really odd questions sometimes. And to be honest, I have answers for questions. Any question. All questions. I know the answers to everything. Hi, Jazzy. How's it going?
Hey.
How's it going?
I think snakes just kind of, they just go wherever.
Well, I know they go wherever because they kind of crawl through everything. And they just so,
no,
hey.
I'm saying, like, they don't go underground to go to the bathroom.
I don't actually know if they go pee.
They go to the bathroom wherever.
I don't even know if they go pee. Maybe they just secrete,
really?
Maybe they just secrete it through their glands. Now I'm curious. I have to know. Hey, Matthew. Matthew's in the chat room. He showed up. But I have to know now. This is one of those things. It kind of... Do snakes pee?
It's your fault for that. You brought up that whole thing.
I did. And apparently, they don't pee.
Really?
Yes.
Do they poop?
I see. What they do is they kind of poop in, they pooey. They poop and pee at the same time. Much like birds.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how birds have that weird sloshy crap that comes out of them? That's their combined poo and pee.
Ew.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's kind of, don't step in that. Why? Well, it's disgusting. Okay. Thanks, Mom. We won't step in that. No more.
At least snakes can't go on your head. Birds can go on your head.
You have never been to some places in the Middle East. One of the problems they have in Egypt, I had heard about this, is asps. A specific type of kind of snake, small snake. But they crawl up into the buildings and get into the gutters and whatever, and then they jump out.
You just gave me chills.
Yeah!
Ooh.
But it's like, don't piss off the snake, because the snake will go bite you. And they're poisonous over there. See, this is why I like Canada. And as anybody who knows or doesn't know, maybe they do, some you don't. It's all good. I'm a Canadian, eh? And I don't spay, eh? It's not my thing. But in Canada, we don't have any poisonous creatures, really. We have a Mississauga rattler, which is just a rattlesnake up in the one area or whatever. And I think it's poisonous. I could be wrong. It's a very mild poison if it is. You never hear anybody dying from it. We don't have any poisonous critters up here. Thank goodness.
Spiders?
Huh?
You don't have poisonous spiders?
No. There are no tarantulas. There are no, what's the one, brown whatever?
Brown recluse.
Brown recluses. Unless somebody's imported it and brought it in as an exotic pet of some sort, we don't have them. Now, we have big creatures that will eat you and maul you and sort of rip you to shreds and stuff. Sure. Wolverines?
You have
love
mooses.
Those. Huh?
Mooses.
Oh, yeah. Mooses. Mooses are cool.
Mises?
No, mises are something else. Mooses are really cool. If you're driving on the... And this happens. If you're driving on the highway, you're doing your 60 or 80 or 55 American way, whatever, and you hit a moose. Damn well better sure you killed it. Because if you didn't, it's coming up, it's going to be angry, and it's going to trample your butt. Mooses are heavy. They can take a lot of beating. They're like 2 tons of pure animal weight running around.
That's
but they're
just
good
scary.
Meat. They're good meat. Good eating. Good eating. Yep. As we all know, this show is all about the eating. It's who eats who, and if they ate you, and you ate them, and they ate who, and who ate who. I might start making a remix version of the AC/DC song Who Made Who to that vein. It might be fun. I think it'll be fun.
polite. Yep. What EW likes to mess around with me is called the gorilla.
Are you eating a gorilla again?
No, I already ate it. It's in my tummy.
You ate a gorilla? Was it a Megilla gorilla?
It was a burrito gorilla.
I don't know what that is.
I was very sleepy one day. I was like...
You didn't tell EW you were sleepy, did you?
No, not today.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm actually wide awake today. I'm good. But my mom was going out to pick up Qdoba.
I'm sorry,
and she asked me. She asked me what I wanted from Qdoba. And in my sleepiness, I was still half asleep. I said, I want a gorilla. A gorilla? Yes, a gorilla.
Gorilla.
What do you want on your gorilla? Oh, my usual. Black beans. Chicken. Queso.
You eat weird food.
What can I say?
I'm sorry. But I have this discussion with many people all the time. You guys all eat weird food.
Well, maybe you eat weird food.
No, I eat just one kind of food.
You eat cookies and brains.
Yes. Very, very, very narrow-minded. That's me. I've got this one-track mind. I'm on one way to go, yo. If it's not meat, it ain't in me. Or cookies.
Well, I don't eat brains, but I'll eat cookies.
Or maple syrup. Mmm. Yummy. I could go for some maple syrup right now. Yeah.
Maple syrup on some brains?
Sure. Actually, speaking in the same vein of the gorillas, you know, there's a kind of, we have a donut up here called the gorilla. I haven't actually seen it in regular donut shops or whatever, but when I used to actually feed off of the coffee truck, good lord, they had a two-pack of donuts called gorillas. They were very good. I liked them. Yummy.
Wait. ZZ, did you just say yo? Because I completely missed you saying yo, but EW says you said yo.
I say yo every once in a while. I'm hip. I'm gangsta. I'm in the street, yo. I come from the hood. And the hood is like kind of dark and creepy with shadows and dead things and creepy crawlies and it's all good. Yo. That and the fact that when I'm at work and I start doing the yo thing to people, and they say, oh my god, stop doing that. It's why? Because it freaks us out. It's like, hey man, you're going to deal with it. You got to roll with the yo. If you don't roll with the yo rolls over you.
There you go, EW. You got to roll with the yo.
Yep. And if you don't, the yo rolls over you. So I'm very disappointed today. I'm happy and disappointed today. So I'm disappointed today that I only got 2 comic books today.
Aww.
Really sad.
What two
about
comic
that.
Books?
Hack Slash and Joe Kubert's Presents. Eh. It's really disappointing to me. I kind of figured I'd have more, but that's it. But I'm really sad. It makes me sad in my sad place. Mind you, I like the covers on the Hack Slash. They're kind of trashy. Oh, but wait, that's what the comic book's about. Hey, look, it's Kitty.
Hi, Kitty.
Kitty joined the chat room. Kitty likes Batman, by the way. I'm gonna just announce that to everyone here who listens to the show. Kitty likes Batman. And her
Batman's
kids do
awesome.
Too. Batman is awesome. There's a whole world full of goodness in the Batman world. I particularly like Catwoman myself. But then I am a guy and that's kind of where our leanings tend towards. So we don't have much of a show today. I'm just going to pretty much blather on. Because, you know... Oh, that's right. No, that's wrong. But you know what? When the snakes start saying things, the monkeys start saying, ooh, getting out of the way.
Do they say, ooh, ooh, ah, ah?
No, they say, oop, eep, op, op, op. Doot, 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 doot. Doot, 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 and doot, and doot, and doot. I don't remember the way that rest of that goes. But what I am happy about today is that I received 2 wonderful little movies today. Godzilla vs. Biollante, which I haven't seen, so I have to watch that. And Father's Day, which I read the write-up on it, and it made me laugh. because it's a Lloyd Kaufman trauma team movie, and it looks bad. Really, really, kind of on the bad. Because here's the little write-up on the back of it. Father's Day follows the classic story we all grew up with. Boy watches father raped and murdered. Boy grows into a vengeful one-eyed man. Man teams up with a priest and a male prostitute to take down his father's killer. If that's not something that's going to sell you on a movie, I don't know what will.
The male prostitute part sells me. So, gotta watch it.
Okay. Fine. I was going with the one-eyed man who's got to kill people. It's like, okay. I can work with that. Exactly, Kitty. That's precisely it. It sounds awesome. And it's funny, because it's four discs. 2x DVD. 1 Blu-ray. Oh, hey, I got the music soundtrack, too. Ooh. That's cool. Then I'll have music, too. That's neat.
Yay, music.
Yeah, it's called Father's Day. Sorry, I'm talking. You know what is funny? We have this discussion that we chat and we do our little spiels here back and forth on the discussy voicey audio type style, and at the same time we have the text chat room, and it's like we can have three-way conversations that are in multiple different phase files. That's neat. I love technology. I'm gonna poke at Alan. Poke? No, I'm not, because Alan might poke back, and I hear he's a hefty
Alan
fella.
Might bite.
He has a... Oh! I have to find something. I probably won't be able to find it, will I? I have to find it. Lincoln Steen. And I have to share it, because somebody shared it with me. There we go.
Nope. What are we finding?
No. Nope. Well... Ooh, yeah, I want. Okay, I'm going to put this in the chat room for the people who are listening and talking. These are Remigo figures. This is Baracula, Barack Obama as Dracula, Lincolnstein, Abraham Lincoln as Frankenstein. What was the other ones? There was more. Come on, give me some more. Here we go. Monster from the Watergate Lagoon. That would be What's-His-Face Nixon as the creature from the Black Lagoon. Phantom of the White House. Ooh, that's JFK as the Phantom. Nice. And who's this? This is, the Ronmi. Can you guess who that is? Come on.
Oh, dear.
Come on.
Mitt Romney?
No, actually.
Who is it?
Wait, is it Mitt Romney? I don't know. Oh, it is.
It says carded Romney.
Hmm. Interesting. Oh, yeah. See, here's the
Wolf
one I like.
Bill.
Wolf Bill. Yeah. With or without the saxophone. Ooh, and Zombush! Great, of course G-Dub is going to be the zombie. Figures. I want them all. I don't care. I want them. But I'm not going to buy them, because they're like $25 each, and it's like, oh my god. It's like, I think they were selling the whole group of them for $180 or something like this. It's like, no, shipping on that is going to kill me if I were to try and get those. And yes, Matthew, I did find the Zombush being insulting. Because, okay, is that it? That's the only one you could put G-Dub as? Is the zombie? I mean, his name fits the scale and the thing and the everything else. But really? Man, that like hurts me in my deep hurty place. Like, in my heart, little black heart that's like, well, it's not quite beating anymore. But it hurts there. It's insulting. G-Dub gives zombies a bad name.
Aw, poor ZZ.
But he's
have
probably
some more cookies.
He's right there. I can't eat them while I'm talking. He'd be the one that I would put in, and I would stick pins in all the time. He's like, yeah. It'd be funny, but I want those. Those are cool, and those are neat. I didn't really remember why they were making them, but and I have no idea why I. Oh yeah. A Gorgzilla would have been perfect for GW because he was a big monster of a maniac, destroy the economies and stuff like that. Him, yep, he could have been that. Kitty Save made suggestion in the chat room. But and it's speaking on the same kind of gorilla motif that we seem to have devolved to today. One of my favorite storylines in Hack Slash was a Kong gorilla. So it's a... Sorry, no, it wasn't. It was a gorilla snake. Something like that. But basically a combination of gorilla and a snake. And it was humorous. Very humorous for me. I had much liking of. So, I don't really know what's new in the world today. It's kind of been a slow news week. Zombie stuff, kind of slow. Comic book stuff, kind of slow. We got
Wait a minute, wasn't there some cannibalism overseas?
There's always cannibalism overseas. Come on. There's cannibalism in this country, too. You just never hear about it. Yes, and apparently, yeah, what Matthew just said. Wait, Army of Darkness. Oh, yeah, yeah, Evil Dead. The trailer for the new Evil Dead remake looks good. I will watch that. And I think Warm Bodies comes out this month. This week? Next month? Sometime. Let's pull up the old Google. Google it just a little bit. It's a noise. When's it come to theaters? Theater release date. Oh, I love Google. Google's so cool. Why does it come up with something about Twilight? That's lame. The fact that
I don't know
what
you Google.
Warm Bodies. It's not a single warm body in Twilight.
Oh, that's in February.
Yeah, this week.
Yeah.
Friday is February
already.
Yep. We're at February.
Wow. Where has time gone?
That way.
Where did January go?
The monkeys ate it.
Will you tell the monkeys to stop eating my mumps?
No, the monkeys are going to do whatever they're going to do. They will eat the dates. They will eat the fruits. They will eat the little trees and their little bugs. They like bugs. Did you know that? Monkeys like bugs. Protein.
I don't appreciate this.
What, bugs or the dates?
The dates. The monkeys eating my dates. My mumps.
Oh. Then you should watch. Yes, Devil Monkey. The funny thing is today's intermezzo song was almost Brass Monkey, that funky monkey, Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. I love that song. It's too short, though. But that almost became today's intermezzo song. I have to stop with the elm, too. I keep doing that. The monkeys. Oh, yes. If you really don't like hearing about losing track of time and the little bits and moments and times and stuff and things in between, don't watch the movie Langoliers or read the book. It's a Stephen King book.
Didn't say what?
It's a Stephen King story. It's about a bunch of people. They get trapped between a moment and they get visited by these monstrous things that are eating the moment. It's a neat idea. Concept-wise, it's cool. It's really weird. It fits into one of those, wow, that was a weird thing for him to write, but he wrote it. It's like, okay. Oh, well, I made Matthew think of something.
Because he saw that movie and he forgot about it.
That's why I'm saying it's funny. I am the bringer of memories. I can unleash all thoughts. By the way, I have a challenge for everybody in the chat room. Give me a question. I will give you answers. Go ahead. I dare you. I double dare you. I triple dog dare you. I mocha cappuccino with a twist of lime dare you. Come on, Jazzy. Jump in with the Darren.
Jump in with the Darren?
Jump in the line. Congo, line. Jump.
Oh my god.
Who would make a good zombie, in my opinion? That's easy. Dude, That is like one of the easiest questions you could ever possibly ask, because the answer is so simple. Everyone!
Jazzy does not make a good zombie.
Everybody makes a good zombie.
Nope.
Yes, because it's one of those things that you can say, if you want to have something to strive for, strive and achieve and be good at something, everybody can be a good zombie. Because once you're dead, it's okay. Who shouldn't be a zombie?
Jazzy
seems to think that she shouldn't be a zombie, so we'll go with that for now. Sure. Bush definitely shouldn't be a zombie because he's deader than the rest of us. Actually, he's still alive. You never hear about him anymore. Whatever happened to George W.S. Sr. and George W.S. Jr.? Or either of them? One of them must have cacked off, right?
I think they're both still alive.
Weird. Because every time I saw George W. Sr., I always thought right back to cigarette-smoking guy, cancer man, from The X-Files. He always reminded me of him. Always. That's why I never trusted him right from the get-go. And I don't want to get into a political discussion or whatever, because it's not my scene to really comment much or whatever. But he always reminded me of Cancer Man from The X-Files. I swear to God. Yeah. But we're not going to go into politics. Come on, people. Hit me with some hard questions. Hard questions. Meaning of life stuff. I can give you answers. I know the answers. I've been there. I've seen them. I've talked to them. I even talked to George. Not that George. Different George. He says hi, by the way.
Hi, George.
Yeah. George is not here right now.
Is it George of the Jungle that you're talking about?
No. It's George. Oh. George, the guy who drove the bus.
Well, what about George of the Jungle?
He hit a tree. Come on, you know the song,
yeah,
right?
He really should watch out for that tree.
Exactly. Swish back. Ow. Wait. What other kinds of... you know what's coming up soon? February 10th. Dry wash the hands, because you know what's coming on. It's going to know what's coming on. You know what's coming on. Walking Dead.
Yay.
What would be a difficult question? I don't know. Whatever is a question that's hard. I don't think any questions are hard or difficult. They all have a simple answer. Yes, I can't wait either. I'm looking forward to it. Because I've seen the promo posters, and it's like, they're all focused on the an eye for an eye thing. It's like, oh, wow, it's vengeance. Should be interesting. I got a couple of the promo postery type. The postcards came out this week, too. They're kind of, you got Rick in the front and then the governor in the back with his eye patched over. It's like, oh, look, man, I'm mean, bad-arse dude. That should be fun. Well, you know, if nobody's going to ask any questions, I'll just start bringing into goofy songs. Doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doop. Is math used in everything? Well, EW, the truth of the matter is, yes, it is. Because what happens is, math is the direct proportional relationship of item A to item B. The amount of distance between item A and item B, the amount of mass and effect, and the amount of energy that can take item B to make it to come to item A, or to move. And there's math involved in everything. What kind of character would I be in The Walking Dead? That's a good question! I like that one! If I was in The Walking Dead, I would probably be one of the nerdy guys. I'd probably be one of the nerdy guys. They never. That's actually an interesting thing. They never have put in any nerdy people into The Walking Dead, except the one guy who's Mr. Oh, I'm sensitive guy. Doctor-y type person. I don't remember his name. I can never remember most of their names. In the governor's camp, who was experimenting. He wasn't quite nerdy enough. Although I probably wouldn't be that nerdy. But that would be an interesting character. I'd be a computer geek in the show. Yeah. And if I was a zombie, what kind of zombie would I be? Well, I'd have a keyboard in my hand, and I'd probably be smacking people with it, wondering, why do I have this keyboard in my hand? Hey, there's something I... Oh, you know what? Apple keyboards, the aluminum ones, those would be a great killing device.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I agree with Kitty. That guy I was talking about, he is kind of a pansy and a kind of a wussy. It's like, oh, I don't want to see dead people. It's like, dude, you've been living for 2 years or whatever with the dead. You kind of get over it now. But yeah, Apple keyboards, the aluminum ones, they got like nice sharp edges. And if you hold it right, you could probably use it as an axe. Chop people's heads off. Sharpen the aluminum down. Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh, I don't want to think about that. We have those at school.
Exactly!
Oh,
so what you're saying is you want me to steer clear of potentially, possibly thoughts that might continue on into the real life outside of the show?
No, you can continue that.
Okay, don't eat cantaloupe.
Don't eat cantaloupe.
Yeah, don't eat cantaloupe.
Why not?
Because I don't want to tell you about that.
Oh, please tell me.
No, cantaloupe.
It's okay, I don't eat cantaloupe anyway.
Well, you know what lives inside cantaloupes, right?
Bugs?
Evil monkeys.
Devil monkey!
Yeah, them. So, apparently Matthew and Kitty both don't want to use their keyboards as a killing device. Too many broken keys for Matthew. And Kitty doesn't want the blood and guts on the keyboard. Well, I understand that. That's why you have a spare. And you know, you could always do the Bluetooth dictation stuff. Say, hello, computer. Yes, computer. Oh, yes. Yes, that one. Do that one. Yes. Play that Batman Lego skit again with the what? Yeah, do that. So I was talking to somebody earlier today, and she's kind of a little on the, oh my God, really? With technology? And I'm a big fan. I've watched a lot of technology stuff and follow it. And I was talking to her about bone induction. And she was like, oh my God, I don't want ever to hear that. It's like, that's about 10 years out. It's probably even closer than that. So instead of having an actual cell phone, I don't know if you're familiar with what this is. Tazzy?
Cell phone? What is the cell phone you speak of?
No, bone induction.
Oh, bone induction?
So imagine having a cell phone implanted in your ear. Okay.
Yeah, so no, thank you.
It's not inside the ear, but it's underneath the ear. So what happens is you can hear a call because it vibrates through the bones in your skull, but nobody else would hear that, just you. You would hear that inside your skull. So it's like, ringy, ringy, ring, ring. You'd hear that in your head and nobody else, and you'd be, oh my God, what the hell? It would be funny. But yeah, so instead of having a physical device, it would be inside your head. Where are the voices coming from now, Jazzy?
Like your credit cards and your ID and like all, your bank info, like implanted into you in a chip.
Yep.
Sounds just as bad as that, and no thank you.
That's coming too. They've already got in... Well, I can't remember what's the expression, but they've got it in play already in society. One of the guys I knew at work had a chip implanted into his foot. So what happened is every time he got... This guy had money to burn, so he was like one of these rich dudes. He's like, yeah, I don't care. It's new. It's nictology. I'll do it. Had this chip put into his foot. So every time he walked to his door, the door unlocked because of the proximity to the chip. But... because the technology is still new and we're still getting used to doing these sorts of things, his body kept rejecting the chip, so he'd have to get it replaced every 6 months.
Yeah. still, no.
Well, I love cybernetics,
don't
but
do that to me.
It's going to happen. I mean, by the way, we'll go back to a comic book discussion now because I like cybernetics and cyborgs are fun. One of my favorite characters Marvel ever put out was called Deathlok. The thing was, it was near future, former cop. A lot of parallels to RoboCop here, by the way. Same idea. Body dies, guy dies. Like, hey, the body's written over to science. Let's put him with some machines and see what we can do. So they turn him into the ultimate assassin. The organic body gives it the flexibility to be adaptable to environments and whatever, and the computer and the robotic stuff gives it strength, speed, mathematical intuitiveness, just for EW, who was asking about math earlier. And I'm going to have to talk to Matthew now because he just asked a couple of questions here. The rest of his body, yeah, most of his body was there. They said something at one point about 70% of his body was original organic material, and the other 30% was cybernetic enhancements. Replacement arm, replacement leg, which is kind of goofy if you don't have two legs that are replacements, because then it's like you run, it's like, oh, one leg's faster than the other, rip one off. Which was funny because they did that in one of the Bionic Kids. Oh, what was that? Yeah. So they put bionic legs on the kid, and the kid started trying to run real fast, and the lower portion of his body kept taking off, and the upper portion of his body stayed behind. Ripped right in half. It was a great effect. A great effect. I loved it. That was awesome. But yes, cyborgs. Cybernetics is coming. You cannot get away from it. It is going to be there. You will get upgraded. Which, by the way, Doctor Who, Cybermen, Daleks, all sorts of fun stuff. I kind of get a kick out of the fact that we as a society tend to demonize the machine. And which is funny, because I always use the machine as part of my appellations that I use in expressions online. Hey, the machine says hi. Oh yeah, and the Borg. That's true.
DC. I'm not saying, like, technology is bad or anything.
Oh, no, technology is bad. Trust me. I spoke to it yesterday.
I don't want, like, chips and stuff implanted in me.
Why not?
Because. What's wrong with you? That makes it too easy for people to... I mean, it's too easy for people to steal your credit card info as it is. And you're going to make it a chip?
Well, credit card technology is... not really smart technology. Okay, this is the thing that killed it. Well, I'm noticing that I use this expression a lot, and it's quite true, but there's many things that actually kill me. Oh, sticks and stones do, but we're not going to go there. Credit cards, the technology moving towards the chip, is about saving the credit cards money. It's got nothing to do with being an easier technology or a simpler technology or a technology more efficient for the individual person. It's about saving them money. The old system, when it was only a couple million people using the credit card system, you'd get your bill, you'd sign on it saying, yep, I authorize this payment. Bam. That piece of paper gets collected. That piece of paper gets transferred to the credit card company, which then the credit card company takes it and puts it on microfiche and stores it for a long time. That's expensive when you've got a billion people doing it, right? So now you get your credit card with a little chip, and you type in your code that approves and says, yep, I'm the authorized cardholder here. I approve this transaction. Bam, zippity-zip, zippity-zip. It's in the electronic system. They've got their confirmation. You've got your transaction. Everybody's cool and groovy, except when it gets intercepted. Oh, it's so much easier now to do that. Credit card fraud is on the rise.
Even when someone gets a chip implanted into them with their credit card info on there, what's to say that info is not going to be stolen from them without their knowledge, just like credit cards are nowadays? There's machines that can go out there and read through your wallet, read your credit card info, and take it. And they haven't even seen your credit card.
Yep, but you have
What's
to be a certain...
What's to say they're not going to do that to this chip?
That device, you have to be a certain distance to close to it. But you're right. This is the part and parcel commonality of human element. Everything that we as people, as a civil society, whatever you want to call it, create in the world of, hey, this is a great advance, bam, somebody else will come along with a way to defeat it and... pervert it and use it for I'm evil stuff. And it's very disheartening when we look at society and you people wonder why the zombies are not going to come by. We're coming because we're going to clean all up all that mess.
I don't trust it.
Well, you should trust it. Oh, and you guys, if you haven't seen, sorry, you guys talking about hacking the minds. Kitty just mentioned something there. You guys have to watch a movie called Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
It's a cool movie. It's an anime. It's Japanese. It's really... It can get a little obtuse if you're not following it completely. Yeah, it's also an anime series, and there's a couple of movies. The third movie was one of the biggest story concept kind of, wow, really? That's deep, man, kind of stories. Part of the Ghost in the Shell original movie was the cops are trying to figure out who's doing this bad crime. Bum, 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 bum. But the crime is being done by a so-called criminal who is actually hacking into people's minds and making people do stuff. And the cops are trying to figure out, well, how the hell is he doing this? Can't be possible. Shouldn't be possible to do this. And that's how the movie goes. Really cool. The second movie gets into the concept of people as dolls. The whole idea behind the creation of perfection is man's ultimate goal, but man can never actually achieve it because man is man. Man is not perfect, can never be perfect, until he makes that evolutionary step to perfect. In which case, why would he care anymore? Because he'd be perfect. It's kind of one of these roll and roll and roll and rolls type story ideas. I loved it. Ghost in the Shell is a fun story. Yes, but sometimes improvement is not always good. Yes, all that. So you know what next?
What next?
That's next. Like that.
Oh.
Happened to you. I guess I'll keep.
I think the song ended.
No.
I think the song ended early. But
really?
That's okay. Oh, oh. Sorry, I'm also looking at the catalog that came out this week. And it's like, ooh, there's stuff in there I'm going to have to buy. And it's like, ooh. And by the way, Kitty, just so you know, there's something coming out that you're going to get. And guess what? It's Batman related. And it's Domo related. And I'm just trying to find the page so I can look at it and say, oh, look at that. You're going to want that. Ooh, that looks cool too. Lady Death statue. Yeah. Whoa. Hey, that's neat too. I could go on and on about that stuff. But Kitty has asked for... She's given a question in the chat room, one to which I must acquire an answer to, and which I will share. Because, you know, that's me. Oh, my. That's good, too. Oh, yeah. We'll have to get those. I'm being distracted by pictures. Let me find it. I want to find the picture. Oh, yeah. Kitty, you're going to get those. Yep. Yep. I'll share a link with you later. I stepped on something. Okay, so Kitty asked a question in the chat room saying...
Step on that.
Oh, I did.
You shouldn't.
I have to share a smiley face in the chat room because it's like, yeah. Okay, so Kitty asked, her minion, which is one of her kids, wants to know why Batman had eyebrows painted on his mask. And I'm thinking, that's an excellently darn... cool critter type kind of question. I know the answer to this. It's a very simple one. So that he could arch his eyebrows and be seen by the arch villains. Because you can't really see his eyebrows arching when he's like underneath the mask. You can't have that good facial expression. It's got to have that, see? You guys is crazy. You can't beat me. I'm the Batman. I'm Batman. How did he used to say it, Adam West? I'm Batman. No, I'm Batman. No, you're crazy. Maybe, but that's not okay. So yes, the eyebrows was painted on so that they could have better facial feature expressions because it's kind of hard to know what Batman is actually looking at or doing because his face is all hidden by the mask. That and the fact that, man, in the 70s, that was some busted up stuff. 60s and 70s, their TV was just, wow. And I'm going to do one more on that. So, Batman and Robin, the movie, the fourth movie, why did Christine Applegate? No, it wasn't Christine Applegate. The young girl who played Batgirl. Why, and George Clooney's outfit and then Robin's outfit, why did they all have nipples on their outfits? Huh? Jazzy, you still with me? Why did the Batman and the Robin and the Batgirl have nipples on their costumes? It's so that they could do the fat bastard thing from Austin Powers. Oh, look at me, I'm sexy. You know, do the whole roundy round thing with the fingers. It's like, dude, no, that's just wrong.
Bad image. Oh man.
Yes.
I need some bleach for my brain.
Another possible song for today's intermezzo was going to be the fat bastard song.
Oh dear.
That's it. Sorry, Alicia Silverstone. That's who Batgirl was in the fourth movie. And of all the Batman movies, that was the worst piece of drivel garbage that was ever made in the entire Batman franchise. Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, thank you, ZZ. You just gave me a really bad image in my head.
I'll make it worse.
No.
So the reason they had the nipples on the outfits is sex appeal. Oh, look at me, I'm sexy. Like Batman. Well, the girls like George Clooney. It's like, okay, fine, I get that. But nobody was thinking Robin was sexy. Well, I guess some of the girls were. But Alicia Silverstone, like, okay, she's cute, but look, it's Wolfie. Well, okay, Kitty comes up with an answer being they needed nipples on the suits to make up for the movie being so bad. Sure, but that didn't quite help. Poison Ivy was one of probably the only thing that was good in that movie. Uma Thurman or whatever. She was hot. She looked good as Poison Ivy. Bane was pretty rockin'. Monstery type face with the juice. But they kind of made him stupid, which is not the case, because Bane wasn't exactly a dumb character. But Mr. Freeze? Oh my god! He was terrible. I'll freeze you later. Horrible movie. And all the bright disco lights. It's like, okay, you've got gothic-y type dark Batman world universe over here, and you go into the hood and it's all bright disco lights. What? No, it's
bright
so wrong.
Bright disco lights to party.
No.
You gotta have bright disco lights partying.
No. Not yeah. like this. One of these days I will have to go to a rave, just for the pure hell of just watching it. People's like, oh, look, you people are all nuts. But I'll enjoy the music, and I'm sure I'd have fun there, but people are nuts. But no, I'm sorry. The Batman movie, fourth, Batman and Robin, was a terrible, terrible movie. The script, completely garbage. The acting, oh my god. See, Wolfie liked the outfit. Because it had nipples. That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing in the Batman and Robin movie that had anything to do, anything kind of interesting. It's like, wow, look at their nipples. How do you see their nipples through 3 inches of leather? I don't know, but they're there. Right?
They'll find some way to see nipples through leather.
No, there's no way to see nipples through leather. That's why you wear leather. Leather is like armor. It's supposed to be heavy-duty, strong, cover everything, so it's like, oh, you got a knife, kink! Okay, it didn't really quite do what I thought it was going to do, did it? No! Because when you're out fighting, you don't want somebody with a knife. Don't bring a knife to a light fight. Ha!
Wait.
What?
Did you just say, don't bring a knife to a light fight?
Yeah, a lightsaber fight.
Oh.
At least you got that. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
I just wasn't sure if I heard you correct. I was. Yeah.
Well, I do kind of ramble on sometimes, right?
Yeah, you do.
Not only will the knife be gone, Matthew, but so will the hand. Sliced. Where'd my hand go? It's over there. Oh, why is my hand not bleeding? I used a lightsaber. Oh, that hurt. No, it probably wasn't. It's probably the shock hit you right off the bat and you didn't even feel the thing. It's like, damn. I guess this fight's over. Yeah, you lost. Get out of here, sucker! Speaking of old movies. No, speaking of new movies. Nah, speaking of weird movies. I'm going to watch Father's Day, I think, this week. Sometime. Yeah, that'll be an interesting movie.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, and Godzilla vs. Biollante. Yummy! Good movies. Okay, so... Oh yeah, where's my catalog? There was some cool stuff in there. I'm going to have to get some stuff this month. Witchblade. I'm really concerned about the state of comic books nowadays. A lot of these comic books that are coming out kind of look really stupid. And then some of them... That one looks really interesting. It's all black and white. I like that. They're getting really weird. Like Mice Templar. Really? You're going to have mice as knights of the Christian Templar War. And, okay. Weird. I guess. I'm not buying it. Alright, that one's interesting, but I'm not buying it. And then this one here. Witchblade. Day of the Outlaw. That looks horrible. It's let's put a chick with big boobs and scantily clad armor, and the only thing you see is your upper chest and cleavage, and everything else is bio-organic armor. Weird. I don't know, it just looks wrong. But Bomb Queen is awesome. It's just so wrong, but it's awesome. It rocks.
Hmm.
I think Kitty ordered the Domo. The Batman Domo. I was talking about it earlier. what else we got in here? Let's go into... I'm really disappointed in DC, too. they had an opportunity to really do some good stuff there with the 52 release. And hello. I heard that.
The monkeys did it.
Oh, okay. Tell those monkeys to stop that. It kind of screwed me up.
I just glared at them.
Oh, okay.
I got scared.
Okay. So DC has really been bugging the crap out of me. It looked like they had an opportunity to be going somewhere interesting with their comics, but they're falling back into the same trap of kind of, I don't know, the stories that they're coming out with now really just don't seem to work for me. They kind of, everything is about a really violent confrontation on the cover, and then they have a discussion in this book, and then they have a fight, and then, oh look, we've resolved it. And really, that's about as much as you get into the story? And now it's even getting weirder because the covers for everything coming out in the next couple of months is WTF certified. What does WTF stand for, I wonder? How WTF can they possibly get in a DC comic book? Especially one crossing across all of their comic book titles. This is the goal now, is to make all of the comics WTF? How can we make it stranger? How can we make it shocking? How about just give me a good story that has a beginning, a middle, and an end? That would work for me. I would enjoy that. I'd even dropped most of the titles I was getting from DC. I'm looking through the thing. Okay, Constantine I'll still be ordering. Phantom Stranger I'll still order. EW's asking about meanings of questions. Fubar. Freaky under bad, awful rewrites.
No, he's guessing what WTF means.
What do you mean to what WTF means? It means
WTF
what the fudge.
Means what the fubar?
No,
or
what the fudge?
What the frappuccino?
No, what the fudge? Without the fudge, it ain't no good. Give me some fudge. I want some fudge.
I think I got about maybe
three different titles.
ZZ, why do you have to do this to me?
Because
I'm
evil.
You talk about cookies, and then I want cookies, and then you talk about fudge, and I want fudge.
Well, what's the name of our show?
After Rot.
Right. And what are we talking
about? What does that have to do with cookies and fudge?
Everything rots in your stomach. Everything.
It's not. It's digested.
It rots. That's what rot does. That's nature's way of digesting stuff. Oh, look at this. Batman Little Gotham. Really? Kid versions of the DC characters? Tui. Tui, I say. Tui.
Tui?
Tui. But Tui. Yeah, I'm giving up on comics probably soon. Not really, but I'll probably be doing more independents. DC and Marvel are getting terrible. I heard some really bad things about the new Nova comic, and Nova is one of my favorite characters in Marvel, and I don't know if I'm going to... Teen Titans was an old DC series. They tried to bring that back again a number of times, back and forth, all the time. Oh, Alan, the food's over there. Just check it out at the table.
Just don't eat the brains. They're CZs.
I wanted to do a little self-pimping right now.
Okay, pimp away.
I'm going to do a little self-pimping right now. Yesterday, book released from Perseid Publishing, which is a group that I have a couple of stories in with stuff, and a new book came out. It's called What Scares the Boogeyman? In my story in this collection, this anthology, which is about scary stuff, mine is about bad mustard.
Bad mustard?
Bad mustard. I wrote this story.
I thought we both agreed we don't like mustard.
And why, hence the title, Bad Mustard. I was dared. I was given I hate mustard. I loathe, absolutely loathe mustard. The taste, the texture, the look, the feel, the smell. Everything about mustard makes me want to crawl and do bad things to bad, good things and whatever. So they said, hey, write a story about mustard. It's like, okay, now you're going to get messed up because I'm going to write a story about scary mustard. So I wrote a story about scary mustard. You can read it. Buy the book, What Scares the Boogeyman, on Amazon Kindle, books in Barnes & Noble, and soon to be on other stuff, too. Yeah, everybody should get it. It's weird. That's why I like it.
I must read this bad mustard.
Wolfie likes mustard. I don't think I can talk to Wolfie anymore. And why is EW putting mustard on pretzels? That's disgusting. You know,
he's weird, and weird people do that.
We have weird friends, and they're disgusting.
I know.
So speaking of weird and disgusting, what comes up after we do?
Free pie.
See that segue? Wasn't that a good segue? I like that segue. And do you know what we got on Free Pie today? We got the voice guy, man of many voices, Jay Leno.
Oh.
Mustard
right.
Pie. Oh, that's disgusting.
Jay Leno's tonight.
And then after Free Pie, what's next?
I want candy.
Actually, you know what? I do want some candy. I wonder if I can get any candy. I have some right up there. I'll get some of that. And do you know who's going to be on Mental Candy tonight? Okay.
Nina?
It's the Nandy-rific Nina. I don't know what a Nandy-rific is, but I had to come up with an N word that kind of worked with it. It's like, okay, I'm checking my line, I could come up with 100 different words, but I don't think they work well. They might not sound very complimentary, so that's like, no, not that one. No, not that one. No, not that one. No, Nina's a nice person. Yeah, let's go with that one. Wolfie's laughing at me. Why is Wolfie laughing at me?
Because you're a silly, funny zombie.
Don't be throwing no mustard. No.
Pie sounds absolutely disgusting.
Revolting, even. It's I might actually start an apocalypse over that. Why, guys, get the boogin' the gittin' the gores and we gittin' the gittin' the gittin' the gores. The gores? Yes. No. George, that way. No. Towards the goalposts. That way. Okay, good. George is going the right way now.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Because if he doesn't, he's getting his ass eaten off by the zombie tiger.
Ah.
Zombie tiger is going to just chomp on his ass and go... But that, I think, kind of marks the end of our show today. Everybody in the chat room and everybody who's listening elsewise, thank you for coming and playing with us. We appreciate it tremendously. Right, Jazzy?
Of course.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.